This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show, and we are off to a fabulous start, Adrian and I, and he'll be right here. He's locked out, too, and it is a great day. Last time, we couldn't have the show because Steve Wallach broke. He had so many people trying to get on the show when he was on last time, he actually broke our audience, and we couldn't work.
It's unbelievable.
But we're fixed up today, right?
Knock on wood.
Hello, Steve Wallach. How you doing, buddy?
Good. We're used to breaking the Internet.
Amen. That's good to see you, and it's unbelievable to have you on the show. I've been excited about this for a very, very long time. And the reason, there's a lot of parallels between Steve and his dad and Adrian and I. Getting to take your dad to work every day with you, it has got to be a joy for you, just like it's a joy for Adrian. So, Adrian, say hi to Steve Wallach, and here we go.
We could trade war stories, I'm sure, Steve. Welcome. Good to have you today.
I completely empathize with you, Adrian.
A visionary father who trailblazed, and you got to come in and figure out how to turn it into something, right?
And you spend your life apologizing for your dad. That's all both of you have to do every day. So Steve apologizes for his, and Adrian apologizes for his.
That is the greatest.
It's going to be unbelievable because Steve and his dad have been in the network marketing space since his dad was an Amway distributor many, many years ago as a result of losing a wife to cancer. And inside of that, he had to make a living, and he was working at a truck stop, and also, I mean, he was working at something or another, and he was also going to a truck stop selling MCI cards, and that's where he found and fell in love with this profession. Is that right, Steve?
Something like that. There was a lot more to it, but yeah, his introduction to network marketing, he had never heard of it before, was with Amway and Bill Britt all those guys and that whole system. But yeah, the MCI card was part of it because it was the deregulation of telecommunication, and so the phone cards were brand new, and he figured out that if he hung out at truck stops, truckers used a lot of long-distance service, and phone cards were perfect for them. And so he definitely made that work. But he fell in love with the concept of network marketing and leveraging time, and that leading to more time freedom.
Yeah. That's really, really cool. And that's 100% right. And he realized that he could leverage his message like he did the MCI card through network marketing 10 times more effectively than he could any other way, right?
Absolutely. And so it was the nutritional aspect of Amway that he figured out would help him leverage his ability to reach more people and educate people, more people, about health and wellness through better nutrition than his medical clinics, because at that point in time, he had 3 medical clinics and had no more time. He was working 4 jobs, had 4 kids. He was single and just needed more time. He wasn't looking for more money. He was looking for more time.
So then his dead doctors don't lie tape exploded. And his little pipsqueak kid and his daughter-in-law, actually fiance Michelle, they were going to go to medical school and have a life of their own. And all of a sudden, the dead doctor's don't lie tape exploded. And the rest is history. He gave you a distributorship that cost $6 as a wedding present, derailed your plans to go to medical school, and you two locked arms, and the rest is history, right?
Wasn't quite that simple. Or
I like my blessing, Steve. Thank you.
I brought more to my marriage than Michelle brought. It just happened to be a lot of credit card debt. And so I had way more debt, and I don't think she had any, and I had it all. And when we got married, I wound up 3 years into pre-med, which is medical school, in essence, and we wound up doing network marketing really on the weekends, and that led to really us realizing not only could we help more people for the same reasons that my father came to this conclusion, so it made sense for us as well. But we got to a point where we were doing very, very well as network marketing distributors after years of trials and tribulations, and ultimately came to the conclusion that was the way forward for our lives.
Yeah. So then you're going on this trajectory and you're making all kinds of money, and you and your wife are having the life of Life O'Reilly, and your dad's on the road doing lectures all over the place, and corporate is kind of making some mistakes. I mean, they're kind of slipping. They're out of New Zealand, I think, maybe, if I remember right. And they're not really paying on time, and they're really not shipping on time. So you guys literally decided to take that into your own hands at your home in Bonita, California, inside of that company. And then it got worse, and you guys had to make that exodus out of there. They actually facilitated that by being nice enough to terminate you all. And you and your wife said, this is never going to happen to us again. But more importantly, in 1998 or 1997 or 1996 or 1999, one of those, all of a sudden you decided seven was a seven. Okay, good. Actually, have you heard about my eyesight? I'm seeing double. So that was 14 fingers to me. But at the end of the day, that even ended up a train wreck, and you guys ended up forced to start your own company with a vow that what happened to you with that company was never going to happen again. And you're one of the few surviving 25-year-old network marketing companies on the planet right now, and happy as a couple of clams because it's been so easy, right?
I am not
exactly Tom.
Not quite that smooth, but you know, it is very well documented, so you can double check me, but it is very well documented that I have told absolutely everybody along the way the very best place to be in network marketing is as a successful distributor. I think Michelle, my father, and I have lived every aspect, knock on wood, because there's always more I'm learning. We've lived every aspect of this whole profession, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so, yeah, it's we thought for sure that being successful distributors, we had found what we were going to do for the rest of our lives. We were building a new house. Michelle and I got diverted to help with infrastructure into Southern California back in 1996 as distributors, and we wound up hiring more employees to do customer service and shipping. We bought and paid for ourselves more printed material for our distributors, our downline. And this is a famous story in the early days of Amway. And so my father had been taught that story, had heard that story, had learned that story of Amway's history, and realized that as successful distributors, that company that we were distributors for was failing in certain aspects, many aspects. And so my father's solution was, well, not quit, to simply overcome the problems by doing it ourselves. And so we supported our distributors, our downline, in shipping, in product availability, in marketing materials, and support in the field, and customer service, all of those things, because the company was failing at doing those things.
They weren't even paying on time, and you guys literally wrote.
They weren't paying at all, Tom. They weren't paying at all. We wound up, we took product as commission, and we would stack up commission credits, and so we could get product when they had it, and so we then would make that product available not only to retail customers but to our downline, and that's how that all worked. It was a crazy set of circumstances that in today's world could never work, could absolutely never work. And the only reason it worked then was because of one person alone, and that was my father, because he made that work for everybody.
Wow. So look at Richard Brooks on here.
We
woke him up. He is lucky he's alive. He was on one of those little things with, like I was at Ariaz's house, and he's peeling down a driveway and slipped off that thing and landed right on his back. Oh, he totally jacked his neck, his leg up, but he could have He didn't have a helmet on, of course. He was like me. And he's lucky he's alive. So shout out to him. Shout out to, what's Armand's last name? Armand's last
Puyo.
Name. I can never say it right. Puyo. His wife was like ready to, she was sick. And she, for the last 2 months, she has been flat on her back. They posted a picture last night of her finally getting close to being off the oxygen. So, Richard Brooke, happy you're alive. Armand, happy you and your beautiful wife are alive. And Steve Wallach, by all accounts, you guys should be dead for what you've been through with COVID, from what you've been through with the betrayal, from what you've been through with the normal everyday things that go wrong, including facilities burning up and earthquakes and all kinds of stuff. You just have to fight through it, don't you?
You do. And with COVID, we've been very fortunate, knock on wood. We have escaped so far and avoided that issue, but certainly it has affected a lot of people, and it has affected all of us in terms of just dealing with the issues surrounding it. It's a train wreck in every aspect, for sure. And the most concern is for people's health, absolutely.
Why didn't you quit? Lots of people went out of business. Lots of people have just blamed everything else and turned their back. Why didn't you quit? You could have quit.
Could have. Maybe it would have been smarter at times. But look, people have asked me, and I've been interviewed thousands of times, articles all over the place, and people have asked me similar questions about, well, what about critics? What about critics of network marketing? You and I and Richard Brooke have had some amazing philosophical conversations, by the way. And so, one of the things about me is I grew up in this world, in this business, in this profession, and I've seen the other sides of other businesses. I've grown up around business. I've had other businesses, all of that good stuff. And you've heard about my business mentors outside of network marketing. And when critics, criticize network marketing, the reality is I've seen the greatness that network marketing can provide and does provide people from all walks of life, And so, when you say, well, why didn't you just quit? Why don't those people detract you, deter you? It's the same with obstacles. Why don't you just quit? Why? You and I have heard Mary Lou Henner say to us in the audience and to us personally, everything's hard, so just pick your heart. And that is so true, because no matter what you choose to do, you're going to run into obstacles. So whether you're overcoming obstacles here, there, or elsewhere, you will encounter obstacles.
Let's take a break, because otherwise I'll get fired. So we are on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, Ted Anderson. We're coming back right after this with the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We got the one and only Steve Wallach. And I've said this before. Nobody believes me, but it's true. Number one, I'm going to be cremated. So I'm only going to need one pallbearer. And Steve, if I have a choice in that whole matter, it'll be Steve. At this stage of the game in my life, and I've said this for 10 years, it would be Steve. Because this guy has been in deeper water for me than anybody that ever has been in my entire life. I've told you that 1,000 times, and it's shocking. But I'm telling you what, you want to be in the foxhole, even if they're not talking to you, even if they're not around you. You know you have the BLTs with these people, and you know it have it going both directions. And I got in some trouble here a couple months ago with that person that blackmailed me. And the first person I called for advice and consolation wasn't him, wasn't the priest, wasn't anybody. It was Steve Wallach. Yep, true story. Fact.
So, Steve, you and I have known this about, like you said, you know, I've known this about you secondhand for a long time. But this last 18 months has been a whole nother series of trials and tribulations. And I'm just curious, what have you learned leading through such a challenging time in on so many different dimensions? I would imagine running a company, keeping people going, keeping your corporate people plugged in, keeping your field moving. What have you learned through that process?
A lot. like I was saying earlier on this broadcast, I think I've lived through it all. David Stewart, who helped set up the original infrastructure of our company, I remember him saying in front of a group of our distributors, every time you think you have it figured out, life has a way of dotting your I. And that caught my attention when he said it, and life has reminded me of that statement many times. And this is another one of those set of circumstances. When this all first happened, California, which is where our company is and where Michelle and I live, I was the first to fully lock down. And, we didn't know if we were going to be able to be open in the morning as a business or not. And so we stayed up that night figuring out legally where we stood. And our attorneys worked through it with us hand in hand that evening. And we came to the conclusion that we not only could, but would stay open. We didn't know if our employees would show up because the news, that's all that was on the news, was everybody stay home. And when that happened, you know, our kids had already been sent home from school, and we were told, well, just 2 weeks, 2 weeks to solve this, 2 weeks. Now, my background is pre-med, and my higher-level education, professional education or whatever you want to say, is pre-med, and an area of extreme interest to me back then was microbiology, and what they were saying made no sense to me. And so, you know, we began to see the signs early on that they were sending home a year of curriculum with our kids to stay home for 2 weeks, supposedly. And so, you know, it just wasn't going to be that way. But we weren't sure who would show up to work. And fortunately for us, the right people did. And we had already begun sending people home with laptops and things, even in advance of that, kind of seeing the writing on the wall. And so fortunately, leading up to that, we were, as Tom was already talking about, we as a channel of trade, a profession, we were leading the video teleconferencing, meaning network marketing and having video meetings and things like that already anyway. And so we were just at that precipice, at that point where it wasn't that big of a leap to get people set up at home. But, you know, learning through this process, as Tom was also talking about a minute ago, people have quickly slipped into depression. You know, if you're susceptible to depression, this is a big one. This whole process, this whole set of circumstances. And you're exactly right. People have to stay plugged in. And my challenge is with things like Zoom is they aren't a replacement for those personal interactions, those personal meetings, those personal just time and attention with you know, real humans. It's a good, you know, alternative as opposed to nothing, but it doesn't take the place of human interaction. And so, you know, it helps. But like I said, you know, here we are 18, 20 months later, and I believe we're on the other side of this now. I believe that, you know, not only are people ready to get out there, they're braving being out with other people. They're not living in fear like they were a year ago, 18 months ago. And so that's a big positive. People are willing to travel. Everything's busy right now. I can tell you the airports are busy. Cruise ships are cruising again. Venues, hotels, concerts, restaurants. The biggest challenge now is getting people motivated to get back to work. Somebody described it to me, and it fits perfectly, is like getting back to school after a summer vacation. That first week back to school, you're like, oh, I don't really want to be here. And getting people back in the swing of things after 2 years of being out of it is definitely challenging, but I think it's a huge opportunity for our profession.
Take a break on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Gas prices now at a level we haven't seen in 7 years. In all 50 states, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded is over $3. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan telling Fox News yesterday our energy problems start at the White House.
And with winter is coming, there's going to be more pain at the pump, pain for home heating fuel for Americans. And this is a purely homemade problem from the Biden administration, self-imposed unilateral disarmament on American energy independence.
This is the first time the average price per gallon in every state has been above $3 since 2014. President Biden once again spending the weekend in Delaware. In 276 days in office, Biden has spent almost 40% of that time either in Delaware or at Camp David. CNN reports this is the most time a president has spent away from the White House on personal travel at this point in his presidency in recent history. This is USA Radio News. A COVID shot for kids moving closer to getting approved. The FDA yesterday releasing a report on Pfizer's shot for kids between 5 and 11. While there are some reports the shot has led some kids to be hospitalized, the FDA says the benefits may still outweigh the risks. The FDA's advisors meeting next week to discuss recommending emergency use authorization for pediatric vaccines. If you're looking to get a COVID booster shot, any shot will do. CDC this week approving mixing and matching COVID shots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky yesterday.
My understanding is that most people will have done largely well with the initial vaccine that they got and may express a preference very much for the original vaccine series they got, having done very well. There may be some people who might prefer another vaccine over the one that they received, and the current CDC recommendations now make that possible.
So if you got vaccinated with any of the three available shots, feel free to get any of the other two for your booster. Dr. Anthony Fauci, though, telling CNN yesterday, in general, it makes sense to go with what your original regimen was. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're back. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Shinoff, Adrian Shinoff, and Steve Wallach, who I think, for a young guy, is like one of the grandfathers of network marketing because he started so doggone young. I mean, he started as literally a little boy in this business, and it is a rare day that you meet a distributor or a distributor couple that can step out of the distributor shoes and into the owner's shoes and pull it off. And the opposite of that is all these hedge funds and all these supposedly brilliant business people with no hearts that think this is such an easy business. Steve has been a student of business and the stock market even more than he was a student of microbiology. And as a result, he measures 12 times and cuts once. I cut 12 times and measure once. I would be the worst company owner on the planet. And would you agree with that?
No comment.
As a result of that, the cool thing about that is Steve did not let that stop him. And so all of a sudden, he's got this startup called his company With Stability, called his business Acumen. And that's what's let him stay in business for over 25 years. And he's had to pivot many, many times to be able to live through that. And you're still doing it. And what do you see for the future, Steve? What do you see for the future of your company? And what do you see for the future of the network marketing profession?
You know, old people like you and me, Tom, we have lived through some pretty crazy things. You know, I can barely remember. You probably lived it. The Cold War, you know, drills in grade school, right? And so then we've lived through the stock market crashes. We've lived through, you know, the 80s economies. We've lived through real estate crashes even more recently, now the pandemic. But, you know, anytime there are major shifts in economies, in trends of any type, baby boomers coming into the workforce, coming out of the workforce, retiring, and all of those sorts of things, the technology boom, you probably remember the Industrial Revolution, but, you know, anytime there are these types of major shifts, you know, there's huge opportunity as well. And so I think this is one of those times. I really think it's perfectly tailor-made for network marketing. Like I said a minute ago, there's no better sampling program of time freedom than what we've all just experienced. And people don't want to give it up. This is why they don't want to. What Adrian was just talking about, I don't remember the name of the index, but it's affectionately known, which I can easily remember, which is take this job and shove it index. And it has never been at a higher point in recorded history. And that is telling us all something. That is telling us that people don't want to go back to their JOBs. They want to find any way out of not doing that and doing what they've been doing for the last 18, 20 months, which is having and experiencing time freedom. There's been no bigger shift in my lifetime towards that than what we've just experienced. And that is tailor-made, like I said, for network marketing.
Steve, there's been a lot of noise.
Everybody, sorry, Adrian, I don't mean to jump on you there for a second, but everybody around the world has just experienced the exact same thing. Everybody.
Yeah. And so, Steve, you know, you have this huge shift that you just talked about, which I see, I 100% agree. And then you also have this backdrop of what, at least from my external perspective, it seems like a lot of, you know, pressure and a lot of, you know, shift happening in the network marketing profession, where maybe there's pressure to really rotate towards it's only about customers and it's not really about the network marketing model per se anymore. And I know you're very involved at the professional level with other leaders in network marketing. You know, what do you see happening there? And how do you think you lead through that, where you still continue to double down on this network marketing profession that I know you believe so deeply in?
Absolutely. I think you triple down on it right now. And so I don't think it has detoured from the network marketing model. I think there has been a detour away from the network marketing model, or a little side kind of path, which was this kind of belief that customers and distributors are the same. That isn't true. It wasn't true. It's never been true. It's not going to be true. And so I think you should be a product of the product, whether it's network marketing or not. Look, I through college, sold Toyotas. My first car was a Toyota. I bought Toyotas. I was a product of the product. I'm still a product of the product. I still think they're great cars and trucks. But, I think what shouldn't have changed, hasn't changed, won't change, isn't going to change, is that, direct sales network marketing is the perfect channel of delivering quality goods, whatever they may be, and services to the consumer. And distributors get paid to facilitate that, period. It wasn't different. It isn't different. It's not going to be different. I think we kick Amazon's butt if we follow that model. If we become, as Tom always talks about, the tour guide. We're just helping people find what they want. One of my all-time mentors is Zig Ziglar, and he's famous for the quote, "You can get what you want by helping enough people get what they want." Period. It's that simple. Keep it that simple.
Yeah, and Amazon doesn't pick up the phone.
Nope.
So as a network marketer, if you pick up the phone, you just won. And so few people realize the magic in that and the magic in remembering and all the stuff that Adrian trains people to do. But it is what sets us apart from everything else. And those of you that are here, that are trying to figure out how to do this business, it is talk to more people. Eric Worre says that. Richard Brooks says that. Ron Henley says that. Doug Stair says that. You want to figure out what's wrong with your business? There's only one thing wrong with it, and that is talk to more people. She or he who talks to the most people is going to win this game. And you start documenting, remembering, I'm telling you, the party is over, and it is duplicatable at the lowest common denominator. That's all you got to do. And that's what Steve's been saying since day one, and they haven't changed that tune. And that is how we win this game called trying to beat all these social media whiz-bang big boys. Because I'll tell you what, human connection is the opposite of addiction. People are craving it. And when they don't have it, they start doing stupid stuff. When they do have it, they embrace the BLTs, and it changes everything, right?
Yeah, totally true. And, you know, to that point about Amazon, right? Think about if you want to go and buy something like generic on Amazon that you don't know. I don't know exactly what I need. So let's say like organic lotion, whatever. You go and you type in organic lotion on Amazon, and you're going to do one of two things. You're either just going to pick Amazon's choice, or you're going to spend like 500 hours waiting through 300 pages of choices that you're going to make because there's nobody there that you trust to tell you what you're supposed to do. And so you're completely overwhelmed. And on the other side of that is the network marketing model, where somebody who you already trust, who you already like, who's in your community, who you know how to find, who has a phone number that you can call, says, hey, I feel great when I take this product. This thing really helped me. I've seen it help a lot of other people, and you really ought to try it. That's a tremendous service, and it cuts through all of this noise and all of this overwhelm and all this stuff that we face on a daily basis, because there's just a million and one varieties of everything in the world. My wife took me to Ulta. Is that the makeup? She took me to some makeup store the other day, and we walked in there, and I'm like, it's like 50,000 square feet of makeup and lipstick. And I'm like, how did we get as a society to the place where you can fill a superstore with just cosmetics? Like, how does anyone ever make any choice ever? It's insane. And that's why having a human being is so important.
Completely agree. Amazon, I'm going to tell this story during the show, and I shouldn't, but anyway.
Oh, God.
So the other day, my nose, I'm telling you, when you get old, your eyebrows, your ears, and your nose hairs grow like wildfire. So I'm wearing out those nose hair clippers like it's going out of style, and my wife just cannot stop coming by with the scissors where you're positive she's going to cut one of those veins. So I go to Amazon, and I see a nose hair clipper, and there's a special for you save a whole bunch of money on something called the Man Whacker or something. So I order the Man Whacker.
Don't Google that.
No, it's horrible. So I order this dumb thing, and it's $100, and I'm waiting for it because my nose is getting worse and worse and worse. And I finally look on there, and it's accidentally been sent to Steve Wallach. So then I go, holy mackerel, where is this thing? And the first description of the product is groin shaver. So Steve thinks I am buying a groin shaver, which I wasn't buying a groin shaver. That was just in the stupid package. So I hate Amazon even more because I would never buy a groin shaver. I bought the Man Whacker with the nose hair clipper. So everybody needs to know that. So that's all. And I know that Steve was running around the whole place going, look what Tom Chenault's buying. So I had to get that officially out there that it was true. Am I lying, Steve?
But the funny thing is, Adrian's birthday was just the other day. Mine wasn't that long ago. And, you know, I get this stuff from Amazon, including that. And so it is true. And, you know, it shows up with my name on it. And there's the label says B-Day. It doesn't say who it's from. There's talk about a total lack of you know, personal touch. There's nothing. And so another check mark of why I don't like Amazon. It is the most impersonal thing there is. And anytime you listen to Jeff Bezos speak, you go, if he can do that, anybody can.
Amen. Unbelievable. Yep. And I also
we all have a huge advantage, many huge advantages over Amazon. We just need to embrace them.
I also bought a big book of Alcoholics Anonymous for another friend. And Steve also thought I was...
I definitely thought somebody was trying to tell me something. I thought it was Michelle.
Unbelievable. He sent them all back to me. That's what's so nice about it. But
classic.
Yeah, we wrecked the whole show talking about Amazon and my
shop. Just slightly used, Tom. Barely used. You know,
don't use Amazon. Call a friend. Back to you, Mr. Talk Show host.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. But this point is really important, despite that hilarious diversion, which is that this model really works. And, you know, it comes down to this, building that relationship, exposing people to an opportunity to earn some extra money on the side, exposing people to awesome products that really help them, that have helped other people, that have, you know, a great story and a great background and a great pedigree attached to them. All of those things are a service, and they cut through the noise, and they're just, it's more needed than ever. But it has to be done the right way, because if network marketing catches wildfire in the, you know, in a way that's, you know, just this sort of like glitz and glamour, or this sort of like, you know, it's all sort of, you know, trying to pitch people or whatever, then it's going to get knocked back. This is an opportunity for it to be done the right way and to really create market share in terms of how people earn a living in a way that it never has before. And that's pretty exciting. So we got to go to a break.
We're going
to
take a break, and we're going to talk on the backside of this thing about network marketing and where it's going and how these guys weathered a storm. And it's been a big storm about the internet and all this stuff where everybody said it's going away. And now network marketing is more relevant than ever before because of what Steve just said. We'll be back right after this.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word Gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word Gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word Gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text Gold to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extend your life with Extendovine.
Activite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show, and I am Tom Chenault. This is my little boy, Adrian Chenault, of whom he turned 37 years old just recently, and in my 37th year of my life, I stopped drinking alcohol. So he is just at ground zero of my bottom, and he is literally at the top and going higher, a little bit like Steve Wallach at that age, and that's pretty much when I almost when I met Steve and Michelle, and it's been that kind of meteoric rise, and I'm thrilled to death. Neither one of you took the detour to get to it like I did, but I'll tell you one thing right now. I'm unbelievably proud of both of you guys. I think of both of you almost as a son to me, even more you. Almost. So tell me, where do you think we're headed in this great profession?
Well, first and foremost, speaking of Michael Burnoff, it's his birthday today, so happy birthday, Michael Burnoff. So where do I think we're heading? Like I was saying before, I think where we're heading is the fact that there's this renaissance brewing in professional network marketing, much like there is in people wanting to get out and get like two places again, as opposed to not. And so with network marketing, I think people realize what Amazon's up to. I think people are coming to the conclusion that Amazon is what it is. And, you know, there's companies like it, not just Amazon, but they are absolutely impersonal machines. And, you know, they have no human factor to them whatsoever. Talk about artificial intelligence, you know, it's very much that. And so, you know, we like the authentic intelligence of human interaction. And so network marketing, you've asked me before, Tom, maybe even on, you know, this on your show. I don't remember, but I remember you asking me is, you know, where is network marketing going? Will it ever go away? I don't think, as long as humans are human, I don't think network marketing is going away. It will change. It will shift. Trends change. But the basics of network marketing aren't going to change, and that is that it's human interaction at its basic core. So that's where I see network marketing going, is more on the human side, more on the service side, more on helping people find not only the information they want, but the products they want too.
Let me ask you a question. If you have to answer one of the three or all of the above, if you had a chance into going into space, would you go with Elon Musk, Richard Branson, or Jeff Bezos? And why?
Well, it wouldn't be Jeff Bezos. Honestly, it would have to be Elon Musk. I mean, this guy is light years ahead of these other guys. He just is, and he came out of nowhere, right? So it just shows you that, you know, if you're passionate about something and really want to make a difference, you can. And so you cannot discount what this guy has accomplished. And I'm a fan of aviation. I've, you know, a lifelong fan of space and space exploration. I love it. And so, you know, I follow all these guys, and you know I am not a fan of Branson, and I think his airplane toy isn't the real thing. I think he needs to stick to cruise ships and trains probably, but Elon Musk, look what he just did with 4 civilians, 3 days in space to the outer limits of true orbit. Crazy what they're accomplishing.
I knew you were going to say that, and that's very cute. And what I wanted, the reason I asked him the question, I kind of stumped him a little bit there, was because I wanted you to see his heart. You've seen his intellect. You've seen his tenacity. I wanted you to see his heart. I wanted you to see that twinkle in his eye. And I'll tell you what, the sky is the limit for him and this profession and his life and his wife and his kids and his grandkids and the people that are going to be taking his company. It's a legacy company. Richard Brook talks about all the time how few companies are legacy companies. And that means you've got to be building them to give to your kids, like I'm doing with this crazy contact mapping. Actually, he's building it to give it to his dad. So it's awesome. But anyway, however it goes, it goes. But we've loved having you on here, Steve. And I'm telling you, you're an inspiration to the entire world, much less the network marketing world. And we appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I've enjoyed it for sure.
Have we got
Always
any idea who next week's got? Oh, Fraser Brooks next week. And so that's going to be exciting. He's got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning from Dubai. I'm going to Dubai on February 22nd to speak at Rob Sperry's deal. So all of you, I mean, the world is at your fingertips if you'll just take the time to realize how great you can be. I am a broken down drunk made good. Very few of you are broken down drunks made good. And I'm just telling you one thing right now. If I can do it, you can do it. And it's all in the people that you remember in your life, how you treat people, how you believe in people, and how you lift them up to lift yourself up higher, right?
That's totally it. And this profession allows you to do, you know, it allows you to create a tribe and a group and a following from the people that you love the most. And it doesn't matter what their background is. It doesn't matter what their education, their gender, or where they are in the world. You can do that with the people that you want to go and do life with, and you know that doesn't exist anywhere else.
And I'm going to hook you up with Ron Henley. He listens to the show every week. He's building the Network Marketing Museum in Atlanta, Georgia, and it is going to be a very, very big deal. We'll get him back on this show. He's got one of the largest collections on the planet of everything network marketing, and I was around for most of it because, like he said, I was born in the 1800s. So very, very exciting. Shout out to my beautiful wife who is on here. We wouldn't know what to do without you, Denise. We love you. So everybody, we'll see you next week with Fraser Brooks. Steve, you're a doll. Hug the family, those three beautiful boys, all those dogs, and your wife. We'll see you next week.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.